Praise the Lord. I rather quickly stand up, otherwise I do not dare to stand up anymore. Does it fit? Very quiet. I can't hear me. Ja, einfach loslegen.
Ja, also ich.
So, I just liked it.
And.
What touched me in the preparation time, spoke to me, was how simple the Lord is. That the building up of the church actually is something very natural, nothing complicated. It's nothing where you have to know a lot or have a lot of the need for teachings a lot. It is abiding in the Lord. And if the Lord works Himself into you, it's the being, the nature of God. He is love. And He wants us to have such a love to the saints. And love is that what builds us up. Maybe we could all read together. This is from 1 Peter. It's chapter 2. Verse 1, 1 Peter 2, 1 to 6. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious or good, coming to Him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on Him will by no means be put to shame." I like these verses. It is so good. They fit into our time. Beginning we heard, we have to stay with the Lord, or we follow after the Lord. And yes, we taste that the Lord is good, gracious. We lay off everything of our own. We lay off our malice, hypocrisy, deceit, everything hindering us, not corresponding to the Lord, and simply come as newborn babes. We come to Him, seek after the guileless milk of the Word, pure milk of the Word. I found it good when Stefan said, when the disciples asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom? The Lord is answering, he who is the servant of all. And he put a child, a little child, in front of the disciples. You have to become like it. I think in the church life, that is also important. We shall be simple to one another. Simply speak what is on your heart. And if you have a question or a problem, it is easy to have fellowship about this. We come to the Lord together. Yes. It is important, I believe, for all the younger ones, having grown up in the church life, exercise this. Come to the Lord together with the friends you have in the church. Be simple as little children. Not think too much. What does the other one think? Think of me. Yeah. Well. Be just simple. Exactly. We all need this. In the church life, don't be too complicated. It's natural. If you stay with the Lord and we've tasted that He is good, then you also come to Him as a living stone. And then you will also be built up as living stones to this spiritual house, to a holy priesthood. That is good. We heard that. The house is being built up by us. We are the living stones being built upon one another. And not as anybody wants, but just as the master builder wants. It's his house. He is the cornerstone also. Verse 6. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect. This cornerstone, maybe most of you know, a cornerstone is the corner of the wall of the house that starts. And all other stones have to be focusing this stone. He gives a direction. If you don't take heed of that, the house will be built wrong and even may fall apart. So it's important that the only way to build this house is to focus on this cornerstone. Be directed by this cornerstone. Be put in line. Put in line through this cornerstone. Everything comes out of this relationship. We become simple, we experience He is good, then we are being transformed. And if you keep looking to Him, you are being built up. Amen. Lord, we are also being built up a holy priesthood. Last Sunday, We're having fellowship about this, simply to see what this priesthood is. It is in Exodus 28. It says how in the Old Testament what the priests had to do. There were many laws and rules. I do not want to read this to you. But it's in Exodus 28. From verse 9, just a few points. Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on one stone and six names on the other stone, in order of their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet. You shall engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall set them in settings of gold. And you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod. This is the garment the priest was wearing, or part of the garment, as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. The priest had one shoulder stone here, left one right, with the sons of the name of Israel, to bring them before the Lord, to bear them as a memorial, as a remembrance. I will not all read this, but after that, the priest also, upon his breast, had a breastplate with 12 stones, and on every stone was the name of one son of Jacob, so to also bring them before the Lord on his heart. And today we are the holy priesthood, right? It is good to bring the saints before the Lord. constantly remind the Lord. In the church life, there are problems. There will be problems. There will always be things to pray for. And I think to have this view, we are priests and bring the saints to the Lord. In Colossians 4, verse 12, I liked it. Let me just read. Epaphras is greeting you, who is a slave of Jesus Christ, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. All the time, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. What a priestly service. Amen. And also would like to say, it is very important. Also this comes out of the relationship with the Lord. You should not only read Exodus and think, now I also have to take stones upon my shoulder. No, this means the picture that says it comes out of the relationship with the Lord. 1 Peter 2 says, and this is my experience as well. I read this a long time ago, but when I come to the Lord, the saints are on my heart. This is very normal. And I think with all these pictures in the Old Testament, you see, don't take it as a teaching, but take it to the relationship of the Lord, and He will show you what is meant. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.